Now, another crucial factor in a facility as large and as complicated as Diamond is the safety of the many staff and users visiting the synchrotron every day.
Hi, I'm Guy Thomas. I'm the head of safety, health and environment here at Diamond Light Source.
Now, Guy, there's quite a lot to monitor here. There's a lot of machinery, there's a lot of metal. It must be quite hard to actually keep everyone safe around such a variety of equipment.
Yes, you can split safety into two parts. You can split it into the inherent parts with the running of a synchrotron, and we've also got users bringing lots of samples, lots of different bits of scientific equipment to the site. So we've got the things that people introduce on a daily basis as well.
Well, we're currently inside the ring itself, the synchrotron itself, and we're on top of where the beam is, so it's currently going round just underneath our feet. So from what we can see here, what are some of the health and safety hazards perhaps that you need to keep an eye on?
Well, because of the complexity of this of a synchrotron, we've got practically every health and safety hazard there is. The only one we don't have here is asbestos, because we're a new building. But we're stood on above the machine, which produces radiation. So we've got everything from radiation around the side of the building. We've got laboratories, and you've got chemical risks in there. We've got lasers in there. We've got biological risks. You've got forklift trucks run around the edge of the building, so we've got issues with moving machinery. We've also got biological hazards because we've got a whole village dedicated to biology, so the life science work. So we've got various viruses and bacteria that people bring here as well.
So what do you have to set about doing to ensure, I guess, all these samples and the machinery is safe?
It's mainly done by risk assessment, process of risk assessment. So the sort of static hazards, or the hazards we have on site all the time, are part of an internal risk assessment process, and all samples that come into the site are assessed by safety professionals to ensure that we can accept the samples and that the experiment they want to do is safe.
What's perhaps the most challenging thing to control?
Probably the most challenging and the biggest risk on site is construction. We're just starting phase three, which is the building of 10 beamlines. Since the facility, the inception of the project, there's been construction work all the way through. And construction is by definition one of the high hazard industries in the country. Control of contractors and construction is the biggest one, yeah.
Now, I have to admit, Guy, I'm quite happy I'm inside the synchrotron with you, because I feel like we'll only go to the really safe parts of it. How did you actually end up getting into this position? So I guess what made you become a health and safety expert?
My background is environmental science. I took the industrial route from environmental science into industry, the environmental route, and found that safety and health and safety is pulled together with environmental. I then learnt the professional side of health and safety, and the two knit together. Before working at Diamond, I worked at manufacturing sites and worked in industry.
And what lured you into the area? So you have an environmental science background, but what really interested you into this particular aspect of it?
Well, you have to understand about biology, you have to understand about physical hazards, noise, lasers, radiation, work equipment, and you have to understand chemical hazards as well. So you have to understand lots about all of the sciences, or at least enough to understand what can harm you in different activities.
What would you say are some of the key traits people need to perhaps get into this career?
I think you've got to be calm. I think you have to be quite analytical in the way you think about things, and creative as well. There are always new things that come up in safety, so you have to be prepared to go and learn about new things and come up with creative solutions. Otherwise you would end up stopping lots of things which you want to happen, but you just need to find a creative solution to make it happen.
And I just have a final question about your life outside of Diamond, really. And I guess, do you find yourself looking at the safety of things as you walk down the road or go into other buildings? And if something isn't particularly safe, do you think, no?
Absolutely. That is a curse of being a safety professional. You can't go on holiday without spotting the fire extinguishers in your hotel room, seeing that the lift is not safety compliant in hotels in Greece or somewhere, and yeah, you spot all these things even when you're on holiday and try not to. Yeah.
So unfortunately, a never-ending busman's holiday for Guy. That was Guy Thomas, Head of Safety, Health and Environment at Diamond Light Source.